One surefire sign that the elite abuser class is getting very desperate is the way that they've tried to crush free speech in support of their increasingly untenable narratives. On subject after subject, from viruses and vaccines and election integrity all the way down to the most basic of things, like what boy and girl means, the elite abuser class that is temporarily ruling over us has found it necessary to ratchet up the rocket ride into Orwellian lunacy in a last-ditch effort to prop up their crumbling empires of abuse. And while it's true that in this mad grab for power and control over speech that they have declared many subjects off limits and made many perspectives forbidden, they have not yet totally clamped down on the concept of asking questions. While we're definitely not supposed to espouse and publicly share certain specific answers to those questions, we can still, for the time being, in most cases, ask even some very juicy and meaningful questions publicly, as long as we don't dare answer any of those questions clearly with one of the many forbidden perspectives that do not conform to the favored narratives of the elite abuser class. This is one way, one still open window, that I try to capitalize on here at the Hellraiser Report, by asking important questions and encouraging others to do the same, to really grab onto those questions and work them over in our minds, following them wherever they lead. By doing that and encouraging that approach in others, I hope to help light the brush fires of freedom that we need right now. If you agree with this mission and want to help, please subscribe to the channel, share this video, and sign up for the weekly newsletter at HellraiserReport.com, where we'll be diving much deeper into these subjects over time. Now back to this idea of weaponizing questions. Seriously asking important questions and then pursuing accurate answers to those questions is one of the most basic essential pursuits that's come under attack these days. We're not supposed to question the official narrative on anything, no matter how absurd and laughably incoherent that narrative becomes. We're told to believe all women, and at the same time, we're told that Bruce Jenner is a woman. It's that crazy. It's that insane. And it's that level of craziness and insanity that inevitably dooms the elite abuser class's narrative, as long as people are willing and able to think through questions like, were government-made vaccines the goal of a government-made virus? Assuming, just for the sake of argument, that the possible Wuhan lab origin for COVID turns out to be true, then we'd have to admit that in COVID, we are dealing with a government-made virus, aren't we? That would make COVID a government-made product, right? And if so, then wouldn't it be reasonable to wonder about possible reasons for government to produce such a product, including reasons that might not be as obvious and straightforward until considered in hindsight after, say, a massive government push to inject all of humanity with a government-made and government-rushed, at warp speed, remember, a government-made vaccine, or better put, a government-made experimental gene therapy. Wouldn't one question worth seriously asking and answering in this context be, were government-made vaccines always the goal of a government-made virus? Were the experimental gene therapies being literally emergency rushed into people's literal bloodstreams? Was getting those government-made experimental gene therapies into people the point, or at least one goal, of the government-made virus that came from the government-run lab in Wuhan, if that is indeed the point of origin for COVID? Whether or not these hypotheticals represent the reality of the situation or not, this is the sort of question we should be asking and discussing publicly, and then chasing after truthful answers wherever they lead. If you appreciate this perspective and want to help, please subscribe to the channel and sign up for the weekly newsletter at HellraiserReport.com.